Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus. You know, many Christians have found fulfillment in their lives and the blessings of God because they have come to know and to the knowledge of that the power that there is power in the name of Jesus. And by the same token, there have been many who've been robbed of the blessings in life because they have failed to understand and know that there is power in the name of Jesus made available to them in their life through his death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. The truth of the matter is that the power that's in the name of Jesus has been bought and paid for our deliverance from oppression, sickness, poverty, everything that the enemy could throw at us. There's fulfillment in the power of the name of Jesus. And that power has been made available to those of us who have given our lives and given our hearts to our Lord Jesus Christ and who are willing to receive it. Amen. The Bible also says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God showed his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Amen. He didn't wait for us to get ourselves together. You know, you witness to some people and you hear some people say, "Well, you know, I need to get myself together before I give myself over to the Lord." But God didn't wait for us to get ourselves together. I remember we was at a service somewhere, and there was a guy that said he came down in the service and he said, "I want to get delivered from smoking cigarettes." He said somehow it turns out that he still had a pack in his pocket, and so he said, "Yeah, I want to get delivered from these cigarettes, but I got one more pack. Let me finish this one more pack, then I want to be delivered." Well, God didn't wait for us to get ourselves together. He didn't wait for us to get our last pack of cigarette smoke or whatever our issue was. He didn't wait for us to get done with that. But while we were yet sinners, Jesus Christ gave his life for us. Amen. Amen. There is a love that is so strong and unfathomable to the intellect of man that sin and the devil himself could not stop it. It was a plan. It was a plan that God had for us from the very beginning of time. He loved us so much that he had a plan to deliver us even before we were born. And I'm talking about the power that's in the name of Jesus and Jesus himself. Acts chapter 4, verse 7 says that there is no other name among men by which mankind can be saved. No other name. No other name. No other name but the name of Jesus that man can be saved. The powerful act of salvation can only be attained through that one name, and it is Jesus. Amen. There are many who think that they are going to waltz right into heaven. And well, first of all, let me just say this. I'm not a basher of religions. I'm not a basher of people who want to believe a certain way. I'm just saying this because I want people to know that you can't just bypass the name of Jesus. You can't just overlook the name of Jesus, Jesus himself, and think that he is a secondary figure somehow, and think that you can just talk directly to God and you can just go directly to God and just bypass Jesus. Now, there are some who think that you can do that, but I'm here to let you know that without Jesus and without his going through him, there's no way that we can even see God. Amen? Amen. So you're not gonna disrespect Jesus, and you're not gonna try to bypass him and think that you can just waltz right into heaven and enjoy all the amenities of heaven without going through Jesus. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 1 through 10 says this, and Jesus explained all of this. And it says, starting at verse 1, I assure you that whoever does not enter into the sheep pen through the gate, but climbs over the wall is a thief and is an outlaw. And the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The guard at the gate opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Whenever he has gathered all the sheep, and he goes before them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger, but will run away because they don't know the stranger's voice. Those who heard Jesus use this analogy didn't really understand what he was saying. But what he was saying was that I am the gate. I am the door. And you're not going to come to God except through me. So Jesus spoke again, and I assure you that I am the gate of the sheep. And all those who come before me were thieves and outlaws. But the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. He said it again. I am the gate. And whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief enters to steal, kill, and destroy. I came so that they may have life indeed, so that they could live life to the fullest. Amen. Does anybody want to live life to the fullest? Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to live life to the fullest. And living life to the fullest only comes through acknowledging our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God, like I said before, God will not allow his son to go through what he went through and be disrespected. And it was his son's blood. It was his son's body. It was his son's life. It was his son's choice to come and redeem us when there was no other way. It's good to know and acknowledge the great Jehovah, but you are not just going to disrespect his son, the son of the living God who paid it all, and think that you're going to walk right in and sit down and enjoy the amenities of heaven. That won't happen without going through Jesus. It was the power of God through the name of Jesus and all that his name implies that makes heaven available to us. Jesus is the only door, the only way, and no man will enter into heaven's gate except that you go by through him. You can't ignore him. Amen. John chapter 10, verses 11 through 17 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. When the hired hands see the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. That's because he isn't the shepherd. The sheep aren't really his. So the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. He's only a hired hand, and the sheep don't matter to him. That's why you can run away from something that you don't have anything invested in. Jesus invested in us. That's why he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. It says in 14 that I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. And just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I give up my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that don't belong to in this pen. I must lead them too. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Amen. Amen. This is why the Father loves me. I give up my life so that I can take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I give it up because I want to. I have the right to give it up, and I have the right to take it up again. And I receive this command from my Father. Amen. I tell you, there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. In Acts chapter 3, it talks about Peter and John when they were going by the temple, and it was around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they came upon this crippled man, and he was sitting at the gate called Beautiful, asking for money. So Peter told him, said, look on us, look this way. They said, silver and gold, we don't have any money to give you, but what we do have, we give it unto you. And he said to the Nazarene, in the name of Jesus, take up your bed and walk. Amen. And the Bible says that that man knew in his heart that he was going to receive something from God today because he believed on the name of Jesus. And at that very moment, right before the eyes of the people, the man got up. He got up and walked away and was able to go and tell other people what had happened to him through the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 3, verse 16 says, then Peter said, the name itself, Jesus, has made this man strong. That is because of his faith in Jesus' name. And God has strengthened this man, whom you see and know. The faith that comes through Jesus gave him complete health at that very moment before their eyes. Amen. God understands the power that's in names. Amen. He carefully chose the name of Jesus to reflect the purpose while he was here on earth and after the resurrection. And Jesus' name means Savior. And being Savior, salvation is another word that we can derive from Savior. And salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences. It also means preservation and deliverance from harm, ruin, and loss. Amen. I knew this was going to happen. My hands were so dry. There we go. Therefore, there is no deliverance from sin and its consequences, and preservation from deliverance, ruin, or harm, except through the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is powerful enough to set us free, power enough to deliver us. Amen. And for us to truly enjoy the benefits that come through the name of Jesus, we need to understand the power that's in the name. The first thing that we need to understand is this. Number one, that his name gives us our identity. Amen. Acts chapter 11, verses 26 says that the disciples were the first to be called Christians in Antioch. As a Christian, you are identified with God because you believe in the name of Jesus and are expected to live like him. Amen. The second thing we need to understand is that Jesus' name is above every name. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11 says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The name of Jesus is above every name, whether it's sickness, poverty, disease, whatever, his name is above every name. And whatever has a name is below the name of Jesus and must give way to it, no matter where it is and no matter where it may come from. The third thing we must understand is that only through his name can you get anything from God. Only through his name can we get anything. John chapter 16, verses 23 through 24 says, in that day, you won't ask me anything. I assure you that that the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. Up until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy will be complete. God has designed it that after death and the resurrection of Jesus, no man can relate to him for any reason whatsoever except through the name of Jesus. He is now the gateway to God and his blessings. We've been talking about that. Jesus is the gateway to God. There's no other way to get to him. And you can only go to him and get his blessings, including everything that you need, including healing through him. Amen. Amen. Everything Jesus is, carries, and carries is in his name. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18 says, these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Whatever Jesus can do, the power that's in the name, in that name, will do it also when we use it. Amen. Whatever God can do, I'm going to read that again. Whatever God can do, you can do in the name of Jesus. You can say, let there be whatever in the name of Jesus, and it will be. We exercise our God-given authority only through the name of Jesus. That authority can only come through his name. The fifth thing that we must understand is that his name is at work 24/7. Every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, his name is at work. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. When is forevermore? Forevermore. Every minute of the day, every hour of the day, forevermore. Amen. And have the keys. And he said, I have the keys of hell and death. Amen. Matthew chapter 28, verses 20 says, teach them to observe all things, whatsoever things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. When is always? Always. 24/7, 7 days a week, even until the end of the world. Amen. Because Jesus lives forevermore, he is with us always. His name is never on break. Look to him and call on him anytime, anywhere, and the power that's in that name, amen, is made available to you. Amen. The sixth thing that we must understand is that the enemy knows and understands the power of names, most especially the name of Jesus. Matthew 8, chapter 29 says, and behold, they shrieked and screamed, what have you done? What have you to do with us, Jesus, Son of God? Have you come to torment us before the time, the appointed time? The enemy knows. And what that was talking about was this young girl who had been possessed by the enemy. The devil was speaking through that girl, and as Paul was out ministering, they knew that Jesus was with Paul, and the devil trembles at the presence of the name of Jesus, and they still trembled at this very day with that name. Acts chapter 16, verse 18 says, talking about the enemy speaking through this young lady, and she did this for many days. She was following Paul around and just saying things off the wall, But they knew that the presence of Jesus was with Paul. And Paul got really annoyed and worn out with the enemies talking. And so he said, "I charge you in the name of Jesus to come out of her." And it came out at that very moment. Amen. They understand and they know the power that's in the name of Jesus. Even with Paul right here, Jesus was not with him at that time, but they understood and they knew the power that was coming and being used through Paul. And Paul spoke to come out of her right now, and it came out at that very moment. And it was the plan of God to redeem us, like I said, from the very beginning. And he did it through his son, Jesus. The same name that was in the name of Jesus Christ from the beginning is the same name that can and will set us free today. Amen? Amen. So how many of you trust and believe that there's power in the name of Jesus? Amen. That name has been given to us. Even though Jesus is not here physically, he gave us his name. He gave us the Holy Spirit. And there is still power in the name of Jesus. And I just want to say this, that there's power in that name, but not just anybody. Not just anybody can use that name unless you are a blood-born, born-again child of God. You don't have access to that name. I know that you remember the story in the Bible where there was a few guys walking around trying to use the name that Paul uses, talking about the name of Jesus, and they end up getting pretty much busted up by the enemy because they didn't have authority or the right to use that name. But if you're born again, blood-bought child of God, you have the right and you have the authority to use the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And if you're out there on Facebook and you're looking at this, and you may be saying that, you know, I want access to that name. I want access to the kingdom of God. You can have that today. You can have that by receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So if you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you want access to the name of Jesus, the access to the kingdom of heaven, if you'll pray this prayer with me, then you can have access to the kingdom, access to the name of Jesus, and you will have that salvation that God intended for us from the very beginning. Amen. If you'll pray this prayer with me, Jesus, come into my heart. Fill me to overflowing with your spirit. I am a sinner, and I need Jesus. I ask you to come into my heart. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are born again. You have the right to exercise and use the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yes, come on, give Jesus a clap of praise. Amen. Amen. And I pray that this message was beneficial, that to help you understand the power and the authority that's in the name of Jesus, and that you, if you pray that prayer and you are born again, you have a right to that name. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's stand. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you.